Okay, let's do a quick video on the latest developments with Michael Flynn. Alexander, looks like we're going to another trial, I guess, from what I understand.
Yeah, another hearing on the 11th of August. The U.S. Court of Appeals of the D.C. District, having given an order of mandamus, which Sullivan decided to disobey, they've now decided to have yet another hearing, this time a full hearing of the entire court, to look at this question all over again. I mean, it's cruelty to Flynn is just beyond belief in all of this. Now, I expect Flynn and Sidney Powell and the DOJ will win at this hearing also. I am told, I've been asking around, I've been told that it was completely expected if Sullivan asked for a full hearing, because he is a district judge, a federal district judge, he was going to get it. So there wasn't any real choice but to give him this. Apparently, it wasn't a unanimous decision by the court, by the judges of the Court of Appeals. But nonetheless, I am very, very sorry for Flynn that we have yet another hearing on the 11th of August. And I'm going to say something else. I mean, I hope the correct decision is made. I've no doubt what the correct decision is. I think it is the upholding the decision, the mandamus decision that was made a few weeks ago, which said that Sullivan should, you know, end this case against Flynn, dismiss the case against Flynn. But if not, and we have seen how grotesquely politicized part of the judiciary is in the United States nowadays, and it is, after all, the Court of Appeals of the DC District, which we know what his general political views are, then I still am of the view that Flynn should take it to the Supreme Court of the United States. Trump should not interfere. And only if he fails at the Supreme Court of the United States, which I simply cannot believe, only then should Trump pardon him.
All right. So this was neither good news or bad news.
No,
wait and see.
It's a wait and see situation. I mean, for me, there's no question who's in the wrong in this. It is Sullivan. Sullivan is in the wrong. He's refusing to do what precedent and logic say he should do. He's not acting like a judge. He's showing extraordinary bias. He is behaving as if he was a prosecutor himself. He's acting as prosecutor and judge rather than just as judge. And I think the previous mandamus order was the right one. I think his decision to challenge the mandamus order was wrong. But apparently, because he is a judge, the higher court had to give him a full hearing. And I hope that's all it amounts to. And I hope we don't see Sullivan winning on the 11th of August, because if that does happen, I think that'd be an even greater cruelty, and it should be taken to the Supreme Court of the United States.
All right, just the fact that Sullivan has gotten it this far,
yeah,
to me tells me that he's done his job. I mean, he took his orders from Obama. Mm. We've actually documented the fact that he has spoken with Obama.
Yes.
Obama cabal. He took his orders. He did his job. He dragged it out more than I ever imagined.
Oh, absolutely.
Could be dragged. He did his job. He did his job for the globalist elite, neo-libs.
Absolutely. That's exactly what he's done. I mean, he's acted in an appalling and shocking way. He's carried out his job. And can I just say something? I mean, this is, for me, one of the most disturbing things that's happened in the United States over the last 4 years, that a judge of the United States, a federal judge, would behave in this fashion, shows how far the political and judicial system of the United States is cracking. We've seen law enforcement agencies, the FBI, going rogue. We've seen the CIA going rogue. We see the plot against the President of the United States. And we see a judge, a federal judge, a district judge of the United States is acting against orders of superior courts and is conducting, on behalf of the deep state, a feud against an innocent man. I mean, if that doesn't disturb Americans, I don't know what should, because it's simply appalling.
Finally, Alexander, when Trump does win re-election, when he does win re-election, his number one priority, I think, one of his number one priorities, he's got a lot, but I really do think cleaning up the U.S. court system
absolutely
is top of the list.
Well, I mean, where I became really shocked, I mean, I really did become very shocked, was right after Trump became president.
And that
You
includes the FBI, by the way. That includes the FBI.
absolutely, of course, the FBI is part of the Department of Justice system. It is accountable to the Attorney General, but we see that it wasn't working. Well, it was accountable to the Attorney General, who's accountable to the President of the United States. And this wasn't happening. It wasn't working in that way at all. But can I just say something? For me, I remember how profoundly shocked I was way back in January, February 2017, when Donald Trump signed off on his famous or infamous travel ban executive order. Now, you have. Any people can have all kinds of views about it. It's absolutely clear to me, absolutely obvious, that he was acting entirely within his own powers. And yet we had a whole series of different courts up and down the country ruling it out to be, illegal, unlawful. There was one federal judge in, I think, Washington State, who imposed a across the entire United States order banning its implementation anywhere. It's absolutely ludicrous campaign of sabotage of the president's decision. And eventually it had to go to the Supreme Court of the United States to in order for sanity to be restored. But that shows you how grotesquely politicized the federal court system in the United States has become. And it is absolutely imperative that Trump cleans it out. And I mean, when I say cleans it out, what he's got to do is appoint some, proper judges.
Yeah. Quick prediction, when Trump wins re-election, do you think that bar is going to stay on?
Yes, absolutely. I think Barr will definitely stay on. I think Barr sees himself, he's got a job. He sees himself as a person with a job, a task on his hands, which is to clean up the Justice Department and the federal court system. I think he's somebody who is a deeply conservative jurist. I know that doesn't appeal to some people, but he is. He cares a great deal about the Constitution of the United States. He cares a great deal about the justice system of the United States. He cares a great deal about the law of the United States. And I think he's working overtime and sees it as his job to bring the ship back to rights. So I think Trump will keep him on. And I think Barr will choose to stay on and will see work to see this thing through.
All right. And I keep on saying when Trump wins re-election, because Biden winning the election, I mean, it would just be utter chaos
Unbelievable,
everywhere in the justice system.
unbelievable.
So, I mean,
Well,
it's not even worth digging into.
I still personally think it's going to happen, actually. I mean, I mean, the poll difference is not as big as some people are making out. I mean, it was actually wider at various times in 2016, and he is the president this time, and he's up against an even weaker candidate, if that's possible, than he was up against in 2016. So and of course. We discovered one of the things about the DNC leaks, which people have chosen completely to forget, is that it was actually acknowledged in those leaks. It was proved through those leaks that many of these opinion polls were actually being manipulated to give Hillary Clinton a bigger lead and to make her out to be more popular than she was. So that was going on in 2016. Why should it not be happening again in 2020? So I just say those things just for people to know.
Yeah, I think if anything derails Trump in November, it'll be voter fraud
Oh,
from
well,
this
indeed.
mail-in ballot
Well, indeed. Well,
controversy
indeed.
stuff that's going
Exactly.
on. But that's, I
Well,
think, the only thing.
that's a big subject which we do need
That's
to
a big
talk about, by
subject,
the
yeah.
way. I agree. That's my
All right.
view.
All right, Alexander Marcus, thank you very much, guys. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise. We got mugs, we got new shirts. Also, subscribe to the channel, hit that like.
You can see the amazing new shirt I'm wearing just arrived
Yeah, that's
today,
right.
and it's got there the flag of the United Kingdom. It is a wonderful, incredibly comfortable shirt. It's an incredibly stiflingly hot day in London. This is so comfortable wearing this shirt on a day like this. It's an amazing shirt, and it looks great, and it's amazing in every respect. And you can see how our mugs are getting. Well, they were always the best mugs in the world. They've even got better now. And this one has the flag of the United States. And if you go onto our shop, you'll find that we have enameled mugs there too. So we've got expanding a catalogue of mugs, expanding catalogue of shirts, expanding catalogue of ebooks, and we've even got hats, hoodies, and stickers. We've got all these great things. Come to our shop, buy them, and support the Durand.
Right, and subscribe to our shop, hit the like, drop us a comment, go to PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, star. Please help us out with a donation, which helps out this small channel as well. Helps us to fight the fake news. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.